after years of open mic nights and posting music on MySpace.com that anyone could hear, Ellie Goulding finally got her big break in the early 2010s with hit after hit like this one. You show the lights won't stop me. Ellie Goulding was a certified pop star, but the glamour faded quickly.
And, you know, it was fun for like a minute. And then I realized that I was not happy. I wasn't being myself at all. I was drinking. I was, you know, I can see it. I can see it in my performances that I wasn't good. And so I think I probably took some time away for a while. I think I was just trying to figure out who I was and, you know, things had become blurred, and so I didn't really know how to be.
It's been almost 5 years since Ellie Goulding released a new album. Her latest, Brightest Blue, was born out of her time living in New York City. There's no blue in the Odyssey, even in the common seas. Now it's all I want to be, a semi-precious mystery. Yeah, I love me more than you, doesn't mean I can't be true. Slipping to the blue lagoons, I could be on you.
I felt like I had a type of loneliness living in a big city. I didn't know that many people. But then I also had a long time to have self-reflection and think about the past 10 or so years touring and releasing music. And I hadn't really had a chance to really stop and think about that. And also really hadn't had a chance before to really understand who I'd become as a human, as a woman. I think back then, and I think in so many situations when you're a woman, you let things happen, you let people talk to you in a certain way, you let people, you know, patronize you because you're so scared of losing your position. You're so scared of, like, taking what you have for granted and thinking that, you know, being in a position of, like, jeopardizing it. So even though you know certain things were wrong and certain things were unacceptable, like men feeling like they had a better opinion than you, you were so scared of like speaking up about that because it would mean you would have some kind of disadvantage from it. Was one of those songs that kind of had this euphoric chorus that everybody could sing along to. But I wanted the verses to, you know, really try and summarize this kind of superficial 21st century relationship. Really down for love. You just want the power. No, I'm not chasing paper, and I'm not faking neither. Take me. This will expire. Especially if you're heavily engaged with social media and you've kind of put yourself in that world, I think it's really hard to separate yourself from that. And I feel like I've seen so many relationships that have been based on something false, and it's almost like everybody's pretending and everybody's creating this fake kind of happy existence with someone instead of actual sort of deep human connection. Hate me, hate me, still trying to replace me. Chase me, chase me, tell me how you hate me. Erase me, erase me, wish you never dated me. Lies, tell me lies, baby, tell me how you hate me. Honestly, it's taken the past few years for me to really unravel things and to find that kind of peace. Maybe it was my 30s, but 20s was just so chaotic. And I think also meeting the person you're going to marry is also a big life changer. I was not prepared to be married or to meet that kind of guy, and I did. So I think that just changed your perspective. It stops you from messing around, I think. And yeah, I felt like I had my years of being a rock star, and then you know, I was like, I really just want to take this time to establish who I am. All this time I felt completed. All this time I felt I needed you by my side. Even if we fight and fight again, the nights with you were so disarming. Taking all my weapons from me, I found myself. I think it was just so shocking to me to discover that you could be entirely alone if you wanted to be, and actually you could embrace loneliness. I thought the loneliness was a bad thing. I was like indulging in it for a while. I was indulging in grief, indulging in heartbreak, indulging in loneliness. And actually, when I started to be more rational and pragmatic about life, which I think was really important for me, I realized I could still write songs with a sense of clarity in my life. If I could describe myself in a word right this second, it would be peaceful. Love without someone else feels right. Love for myself in this new light.
Something much deeper inside. Ellie Goulding, her new album, Brightest Blue, out now. Something tied the day I fell for you. Pouring vodka in my apple.